Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a short, centering, meditative energy practice in just a bit, and you're welcome to join me. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm still working with Colette Baron Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle deck. The card that I pulled today is Seahorse Spirit, which has been sitting at the bottom of the deck when I've picked it up to start shuffling it for a number of days this week. I think it was just waiting for the right day to come out. The message of Seahorse Spirit is to watch and wait. And what Colette Baron Reed says about Seahorse Spirit is, Seahorse hovers gracefully, observing with the perspective of one who is not engulfed by the drama, remaining at a distance from all the turbulence. Seahorse Spirit appears at this time to remind you of the need to be neutral and gain perspective. Your message from Seahorse Spirit is, not my circus, not my monkeys. I found that very poignant because there is so much going on in the United States right now. Lots of drama, lots of differing opinions and political perspectives that are clashing. And there is quite a bit of drama. And I'm really finding that that message is an affirmation for me about the way that I've been kind of sitting with things because I do my part and I care deeply about many of the issues that many of my friends are posting about. And I haven't responded to a lot of them, either on social media or even in person sometimes. And it's not that I don't care. I want you all to know that. I care very deeply about many, many of the issues. I have chosen to protect my energy, to focus for me on wildlife advocacy. When things come up around wildlife protections, endangered species protections, various wildlife corridor legislation that's out there, things like that, I will get more involved. And when I'm not involved there, I am doing my hands-on work of wildlife rehabilitation. My converted old school bus is pretty full of turtles right now, and I'm taking care of them, doing that hands-on work of healing. And for me, that's my way of staying centered in my work and protecting my energy, because I can't serve everybody who's out there that needs me if I'm not taking care of myself at the same time. I energetically can't. And I have been this week, I actually took 5 days off from all of my teaching. I didn't teach any yoga. I didn't do any Reiki sessions. I actually received one, which was wonderful. And I needed it. Rest is sacred. I really believe that. And we don't often give ourselves the rest that we need. We don't take the opportunity to slow down and to spend some time not working. Even when we love the work we do, the work is draining. Just, you know, physically, especially for people like me who are now over 50. You know, our bodies are changing. We can't do physically everything that we used to be able to do. That's okay, because there are also some things that I can do now that I couldn't do when I was 25. We need to honor our need for rest, especially those of us who are doing the work of healing, whether it's doing hands-on healing work, whether it's teaching yoga, or whether it's out there as an advocate or a frontline activist, right? These are all healing things to do, but it has to start from taking care of ourselves and from healing ourselves first. It's that whole, you know, put your oxygen mask on first. I hope that you will take some time for sacred rest when you need it. And for those of you that are fighting for the causes that you feel really passionately about, please know that nobody is going to judge you, me especially, if you take a break, even if it's for half a day. Please take that break for you. Please give yourself an opportunity to recenter, to regroup, because your fight isn't going to last for long if you burn out. And many of the issues that we're facing in the world today are big, and the solutions are long-term. So whether you're fighting for social justice, or you're fighting for the environment, or fighting to get us moving on climate change issues, please, sacred rest. Now I'm going to invite you to join me in a very simple, very centering, meditative energy practice. We're going to do a little bit of movement with the hands in slow motion. It's a really physically slowing down so that your whole energetic system can also slow down. And you'll notice as you do this that your mind wants to get busy. So make this a mindfulness practice and observe the thoughts that flow through your mind. So get into a comfortable seat and then shake out your hands as if you had just washed them and there was no towel and you're needing to get the water off your fingertips. Just shake it all off. And as you're shaking your hands off, deepen your breath a little bit. Feeling energized? Now place your hands down on your thighs with your palms facing up. And take a few moments to focus on the sensation in your hands. Notice if you can feel your pulse in your fingertips. As your breath deepens, see if you can activate your belly, your diaphragm, your rib cage, your upper chest. Breathe deep into your belly. Fill your upper chest with air at the top of your inhalation. And then see how much you can relax with each exhalation. Now imagine a light at the core of your being. As you breathe in, let the light pulse a little brighter. When you exhale, let it pulse a little more dimly. Inhale, and that light pulses brighter. Exhale, and that pulsing light dims. You can also try making that light a little warmer as you inhale. And cool as you exhale. Notice any sensations in your belly. What color are the sensations on the inhale? What color are they on the exhale? Now that you know the energy there at the core of your being, as you take your next breath in, imagine this energy filling your chest and shoulders. Feel it flow down your arms and into your palms. As you inhale, notice the light and the warmth filling your chest cavity, your rib cage, your arms, your hands. Rest your awareness in and around your hands. Feel the air that's touching your palms, your fingers, your thumbs. Feel the outline of your hands and the space between your fingers. Now lift your hands off of your thighs just enough to release them into the air. Then let them be perfectly still. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your palms. Now lift your hands as slowly as possible, so the movement's almost imperceptible. Feel the smallest movement in your awareness as you continue to lift your hands. See how much you can slow down. Imagine the molecules of air rolling between your fingers. See if you can slow the motion down so much that your hands feel as if they're moving themselves. Now turn your palms towards each other. Bring them together a little bit closer. And then pulse them ever so slowly. Closer, further away. Imagine the edges of the energy field between your hands. You might feel like you're holding a ball of pulsing energy. For me, I get the sense that my hands are opposite poles on a magnet. Feeling that resistance. Your mind is relaxed, but also aware. Witnessing the flow of sensation into your hands. Now simply let your hands move naturally, mind observing the smallest details of sensation. Now notice what's going on in your body. Is there a place in your body that needs healing or attention? Still moving slowly, bring your hands to that place. Laying them gently, the gentlest of caress. And allow the energy from your hands to flow into that place. And I'm going to leave you here with your healing hands, soothing that place in your body that needed it. Hold for as long as you desire, and in your own time, let your hands come to rest in your lap. And sit just a few minutes more, silently observing, noticing. Honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us all one. Namaste.